Our headlines still coming in thick and fast for Tommy's Tribune. The Greenkeeping Roosters just posted, awesome Alana has a great debut week. Yes, she has, and it's great to have her as part of the team. Berkeley Eagle says, very elegant Warner winners. Okay. By the way, Stu says, maxed out doesn't necessarily mean a negative connotation. Thank you, Stu. Okay, so you're backing him in. Good man. And this one from Martin. I like this one. Matildas go crazy with Brazilian performance. That's got to get the tick of approval. He also says, P.S. Alana, stick with the red and white dragons. Got a text in the ad break. Pit lane for Formula One, if we had it in Sydney, around the Opera House. That's not a bad shout. Around the Opera House forecourt. So you'd need all of that area there, and you could build the semi-permanent, if you like, facility in there, and they gather all around and then take off out onto the streets. I mean, put it this way. If you can make it work in Monaco, you can make it work anywhere, because Monaco is the size of a postage stamp. It's hard enough walking around the streets of Monaco, let alone figuring out how they get a 320-kilometre bullet passing by. But they've done it and done it so successfully. So, Sydney, if we're going to have a crack, believe me, I'm right behind you. I'd love nothing more than to see a Formula One race right here. And we can start the lobbying right here and right now. Okay, it is time for us to do this. Now, we did this yesterday. 2 a.m. Tommy's still in the studio here. We did this yesterday with your NRL transfer news, Tommy, right? And We remember that we weren't happy with the little jingle that was played on the way in. So we got Matty Party, our panel operator and, of course, voice of the network, to throw some takes at us live and exclusive, no doubt. So we settled on what? The funky intro. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah, the funky intro, the second one that we played.
All right, Matty P, are you ready to go?
Sure, ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's do it live again.
And now, the NRL player transfer update. Here's Tommy.
Oh, that was good. Oh, man, that was good.
I like
good.
The here's Tommy at the end. It's like The Shining.
God. That was that was so good. You know what? I was going to have a crack at it with our dramatic news music underneath, but now I don't know if I will, because that was so damn good. Should I give it a whirl?
Yeah, I think you should have it a go.
Now, an NRL player transfer update. Here's Tommy.
Nice. Yeah, that was good. Sounds like we're in a movie trailer. That music. In a world.
In a world. That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Listeners, Maddie, stay with us.
Maddie, just before we get to some NRL transfer update news, I don't know if you mentioned, but confirm now, Gold Trip is out for the Cox Plate tomorrow.
Wow. Okay, so Damien Oliver's lost that ride. So Gold Trip is out, so we're down to a field of 9 for the Cox Plate tomorrow. So Ben's tipped us into that one. They were having a look at Gold Trip. They're just, like he's saying, Tommy, they're not taking any precautions anymore at these big races. And this started a couple of years ago. We've had too many horses go down in the big races. And so they're being very, very specific around that. Damien Oliver said there's nothing wrong with the horse. So vets have obviously found something, but that's big for the Mar and Eustace stable and, of course, D. Oliver. So down to 9, Gold Trip out of your counting for the WS Cox Plate tomorrow. Let's get back to footy. What's happening?
So we mentioned it yesterday, and then now it was confirmed late yesterday afternoon. Paul Momorowski, it's going to be confirmed that he's going to sign a 3-year deal with the Sydney Roosters. You've got to remember back in 2018, Momorowski made his debut in the prelim finals against the Rabbitohs. Since then, he's been with the Tigers, the Storm, won a comp this year with the Panthers, and now he's going to be back with the Roosters. And it's quite remarkable, really. So it's been reported that he was on a deal worth about $200,000 with the Panthers. He's got to get a slight upgrade on that to about $300,000. And I was speaking to one of my friends yesterday as a Roosters fan. I was like, I don't see him in the starting 17 for the Roosters. You know, because you got guys there like Billy Smith and Joe Suwali, who I think have more promise and potential than Momorowski. However, given the Roosters' injury crisis that they had this year, you can never go wrong with signing depth. He's a Roosters junior, so great to have him back at the club. And a report that came out this morning, Mitchell Pearce, the Catalans Dragons are reportedly trying to eye off Mitchell Pearce. Obviously, they had a lot of luck with James Maloney. Super League clubs, they get two guaranteed spots for marquee players. Mitchell Pearce would certainly fit that bill. They are eyeing him off, according to a News Corp report, a three-year deal worth around $1.8 million. So $600,000 per season. If I'm Mitchell, I would seriously be tossing that up, because imagine finishing off your career living in the south of France. Very, very nice.
Earning $600 a year, not too bad to boot to go with that one. He just keeps going, Mitchell Pearce, doesn't he? He obviously just brings so much to a footy team outside of his individual skill that no matter where he ends up, he's always being looked at.
But the thing with the Knights is it all hangs on, all right, trying to appease one player, and Brandy's mentioned on our show, and that's Kalyn Ponga. He's got a player option in his deal, in his contract for 2023 and 2024. So if Mitchell Pearce has moved on, that's an established premiership winning halfback. They don't come along often. So who are you bringing in to help appease Kalyn Ponga and to help him stay there? Because if Pearce leaves, then that may be one's foot out the door for Kalyn Ponga as well.
Or you look at it the other way. They bring in whoever Kalyn and his dad tell them to.
Yes, probably.
It's probably taking a little bit too far down the line.